Good morning, beloved, and welcome again to another reading of Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening Devotion. This is an audio ministry of Grace Missionary Baptist Church here in Temperance, Michigan. We're just located just a few blocks north of Toledo, Ohio. I'm a pastor, Joe Sitters. Do not adjust your radio dial. This is what a preacher sounds like on Monday morning. Following a day of preaching and rejoicing in the Lord on a Sunday, especially in the fall. You can reach me via email at PastorJoeGMBC@gmail.com. And you can find our church on Facebook by searching all one word, the @ GMBC Toledo. Malachi chapter 3, verse 2. But who may abide the day of his coming? Spurgeon writes, his first coming was without external pomp or show of power, and yet, in truth, there were few who could abide its testing might. Herod and all Jerusalem with him were stirred at the news of the wondrous birth. Those who supposed themselves to be waiting for him showed the fallacy of their professions by rejecting him when he came. His life on earth was a winnowing fan which tried the great heap of religious profession, and few enough could abide the process. But what will his second advent be? What sinner can endure to think of it? He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. When in his humiliation he did but say to the soldiers, I am he, they fell backward. What will be the terror of his enemies when he shall more fully reveal himself as the I am? His death shook the earth and darkened heaven. What shall be the dreadful splendor of that day in which, as the living Savior, he shall summon the quick and the dead before him? Oh, that the terrors of the Lord would persuade men to forsake their sins and kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Though a lamb, he is yet the lion of the tribe of Judah, rending the prey in pieces. And though he breaks not the bruised reed, yet will he break his enemies with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. None of his foes shall bear up before the tempest of his wrath, or hide themselves from the sweeping hail of his indignation. But his beloved, blood-washed people look for his appearing with joy and hope to abide it without fear. To them he sits as a refiner even now, and when he has tried them, they shall come forth as gold. Let us search ourselves this morning and make our calling and election sure, so that the coming of the Lord may cause no dark forebodings in our mind. Oh, for grace to cast away all hypocrisy and to be found of him sincere and without rebuke in the day of his appearing.